Still having a fascinating conversation with Tommy and Sean, and I
want
to ask the question, why do you blog? You're not getting paid to do it, I'm assuming. What motivates you to go behind the computer and blog about your issues?
So I rant about every and anything, and the sort of personal reasons, my wife once told me, shut up, go write it down. But more importantly is I teach about media. I used to be a journalist, and you know, now I'm a sort of professor, so one of the outlets to kind of respond to these things is to do something that's consistent, analytical, and you know, it's immediate, it doesn't require me to jump through hoops and send it to an editor, so I can just do it. So that's one reason, that's my main reason for doing it, and I think I, you know, to keep a conversation going, and I've also, I've got a lot of people reading it, and that's what drives it and makes me happy, yeah, to do it.
The freedom of expression.
Definitely, you know, if you, as I said earlier, if it's an old news, if it's a newspaper, or if it's often like, you know, sort of old media, you have to sign up, you have to send it in, somebody has to vet it. You're controlling it now, and you can. So if you know, if you have a comment, not reporting, if I have a comment about something somebody has written or reported, then I can respond to it directly, and there's no like limits on how long or whatever. I can just respond.
So you've been a journalist, in which you would have qualified each and every rant or remark that you might have thought. Mm-hmm. How do those two different mindsets, you know, how do they differ?
I mean, I still qualify. I do qualify the rants that I write, because often you are. Criticism can, you know, it can hurt. If people are like, oh, but you're so wrong about that thing or whatever, then it can touch you. So I make sure that if I write something, I pass them by at least four or five people and ask them, like, what do you think of this? Is this too over the top? Am I missing the point about this? But most of the time, it's sort of gut feeling. I'm like, I have experience now of having read so much journalism on Africa that I'm like, ah, there they go again. And one last point is I do it with humor and irreverence. I think that helps to take sort of, you know, if you're going to come after me, then you know at least, look, he's not a journalist. He's merely sort of commenting on what's going on. But I do take what I do seriously.
Tommy, is that a blog, though? That, you know, I think Sean goes to great lengths to make his blog sound more like a piece of journalism. Is that a blog, or is a blog just the ability to say what you think?
I think for bloggers, what comes on your blog is usually born out of your experience and the knowledge you have. So coming from a journalism background like Sean, and journalism background like I do, you know, it's just natural that would come through